I next met with Dr. Andrew Zhu from Massachusetts General Hospital, and to begin, he talked about the epidemiology of HCC and risk factors associated with the disease.
So globally, HCC is a very important malignancy of great epidemiology importance. I think if you look at the incidence, it's ranking number 5 or 6 in terms of incidence. But in terms of the cancer-related mortality, it can actually position up to number 2 or number 3, depending on the report. So this is actually a very important malignancy on the global platform. Interestingly, in the States, we used to think that this tumor is relatively rare in the United States, but I think, you know, we have definitely seen the epidemiology trend over the past 3 decades. The incidence of HCC, you know, has literally tripled, you know, over the past few decades. And I think, you know, the number is likely to increase. And it's very interesting if you look at the risk factors for this disease. We used to think that, you know, what's really driving the rising incidence of HCC is mainly the hepatitis C infection. But, you know, as we all know, we have actually tremendous progress, you know, in terms of curing hepatitis C in the past few years. So what would be the impact of this particular therapeutic intervention for the incidence of HCC? We actually don't know. But having said that, we do know there's another significant risk factor for this disease, and that is the obesity, non-alcoholic, steatohepatitis, NAFLD, on the incidence of HCC. So, you know, I think the epidemiology for this disease is still very interesting, but it's probably unlikely to be decreasing in the near future. If anything, it may actually continue to rise.